Hey, this is Deus Ex coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a political podcast, my first of the kind. The only real big political issue for me right now is the gun crime in Toronto. I live in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, so this does naturally concern me that we're getting to virtually American violent crime levels. We had, I believe, 82 homicides this year, 52 involving firearms, which is unusual, actually, highest in about 20 years. And people are just shocked at this. They're going on and on. Oh, it's the Americans' fault. No, it's the black community's fault. No, it's the police's fault. No, it's Whitey's fault. Whatever. I'm on the outer fringes of the law enforcement community, and you can take my word on it. It's none of that. It's drugs. People aren't shooting each other just because they have guns. There's some 7 million guns registered in country. But people will shoot each other over a few pounds of cocaine, some E, some meth. It's just the business. So, how can we stop the violence? Put simply, get rid of the drugs. Canada does have quite a severe drug problem. You know, not a lot of people know that, but we're suffering from the meth epidemic out west. Most of the pot trail along the west coast goes through BC. My girlfriend went to a club the other night, and she wasn't standing in line for 5 minutes before someone offered her some E or Coke. That's not terribly surprising, since Scarborough, commonly known as Scarlem or Scarberia, was home to the largest ecstasy bust recorded, I believe, either Canada-wide or North America-wide. So, yeah. What it comes back to is money. It's not helping that the police community is hamstrung, I think that's a good word, hamstrung, by politics and those ridiculous hug-a-thug programs and utterly idiotic legislation like this handgun ban. Just makes me shake my head. In the 1980s, a given shift in Toronto Metro had 18 to 20 cars out with two officers apiece. One if they were specialists such as canine or guns and gangs. Now we're down to 4 to 8. Response time is between 3 and 6 minutes. For a priority one call, as in, oh shit, help me, I'm being murdered. A little worrying, especially since they're trying to take away any legal means for us to defend ourselves. You know what they say, better judged by 12 than buried by 6. So yeah, weigh in about your opinions, do a little research. We've had a huge upsurge in gang violence, drug seizures. Toronto's actually short, between 600 and 1,000 officers, depending on who you talk to. But overall, the driving force behind all this crime is drugs. I'm positive. There's no other reason for people to run around shooting each other. Gangs exist based generally on dealing drugs. This is how they support themselves. And it's gone to the point where these people are coming into contact and they're fighting and they need firearms and people are willing to sell them. I'm not blaming Americans. It's a big difference in legislation between here and there, but that aside, when a single round of .22 caliber ammunition is going for $5 to $10. Yeah, one round, $5 to $10 for .22. It's simply ridiculous. It's the second crack epidemic waiting to happen. Anyways, enough of my rambling. Respond, etc. Whatnot. This is Deus Ex. Stay safe, everyone.